The one of the sensitivities, the power of a sensitivity to another person is the lead up, and like we've mentioned before, the mourning, M-O-U-R, and to mourn, the fact that the Jewish people are mourning during this time. And what's incredible is the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Who were the greatest scholars, they were the greatest in Torah. They were tremendous Talmid Chachamim, tremendous learners. And the lesson is so profound to all of us. This week's parsha is all about the mitzora. It's all about sensitivity towards another person. It's all about being sensitive and being thoughtful and to honor another person, to really be able to sort of leave oneself. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult for a person. It's funny because Rabbi Akiva is the one who said Vahafta l'recha kamoicha, that to love your friend, Vahafta l'recha kamoicha, is you hate your friend, so then you hate yourself. Vahafta l'recha kamoicha is that you love your friend like yourself. If you don't love yourself, then you can't love your friend. You can't love yourself, you can't love your friend. But at the same time, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit today, is the honoring of another person, to honor somebody else, to see the beauty in someone else, to see the beauty in yourself, that mixture, that combination of being able to see the beauty in somebody else, to see the tov, to see how much I've grown, to see how much someone else has grown, to see how much effort we're putting in. Think about yourself. If you think about it, Vigata to Levincha, where we just came from Vigata to Levincha, where you tell your child the sensitivity that we all have and we all want to have towards children, towards someone who's a baby. I don't mean a baby maturity-wise, but a baby. To hold a baby and to be soft with a baby, to be caring, to be loving, to be sensitive, to see the good. And one of the things that's so important for us to remember, especially when a person is, it's so ironic because Torah is very, very strong. Rabbi Akiva is the Rebbe of Torah Shebaal Peh in a certain way, because Rebbe's the Rebbe of Reb Meir, and Reb Meir is Torah Shebaal Peh. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, the Tanoim, and a lot of times when we think of Torah and we think of, you know, which is true, the halachas of Torah and the strongness of Torah and the rigidness of Torah and Shabbos and Kashrus and Shmiras Einayim and you know, standing up for values and to have that mixture of kavod. You know, you think of the tzaddikim, that's what's so great that we have tzaddikim. You think of the sweetness and the love and the beauty that the tzaddikim, the stories of the tzaddikim, of being machabed to honor another person, not just another. I'll tell you a story that just happened to me literally yesterday, and I tried to do tshuva on the story. I want to see if Menachem or Simcha are here, they could verify the story. See if Menachem's here. Do you mind if he's in the middle of learning? I don't want to, but if he's like, Menachem, okay, it's fine. Just for a second. No, he's learning. Okay, so I had my coffee over here after Mincha. I learned with Menachem and Simcha, and I had my coffee. It was pretty much like this, that much of my coffee, and it was there. And one of the cleaner uppers, one of the people who clean for yeshiva. He's not. I don't think he's Jewish, right? He's not Jewish. Right? I don't think so, at least that we know of, or that he knows. He probably, everyone's, it's probably from the somewhere, right? Zeicher to be in yeshiva. So he was cleaning up, and he cleans up after mincha, and I always have my stuff over here, and he came to my table. And we were learning, and my thing was there, and I had my little coffee, and he came to my table ready, and I said, I think he might have even grabbed it or whatever it is. And then I was like, no, I'm good. And I took it. And then afterwards, I felt a little bit bad, like in my heart. Why did I feel bad? Because I was like, it was with you?
I was sitting here.
You saw it happen?
I heard Rebbe saying to him, and then after, it was like, Aslicha or something.
Right. So I apologized to him. Why? Because I felt inside my heart. Now, I don't know what other people are feeling. I have trouble knowing what I'm feeling, let alone what somebody else is feeling, right? You ever caught that, right? Like, what's that guy, right? We had this in Europe when we were together. What are they thinking about us? I don't even know what I'm thinking about myself. You're gonna tell me that I'm going to tell you what that guy's thinking about me? And Kolschkein, feelings. Feelings are much harder to tap into than thinking. Thinking is hard to know what your thoughts are. There are 80,000 thoughts that we have running through us, constantly going. Feelings, what you're feeling. You ever ask somebody, so what are you feeling? I know with myself. So, how do you feel about it? What are you feeling? It's like, huh? What does that mean? What do you mean, what am I feeling? I have no idea what you're talking about. So when you feel for what someone else is feeling or what someone else is thinking, right? We can't imagine to think what someone else is thinking. So we don't know. So this guy, the person who was cleaning, so I felt bad for him because he probably was hesitant to come to get my coffee. And then when he finally pushed himself to get the coffee, I'm like, no, let me keep the coffee. And for my little, coldish coffee, I said, oy, I felt bad that I did that. Today, when he came around, I made sure that he took my coffee and I thanked him. I don't know if that was a thing. And I told Menachem and Simcha, I said, maybe that's my tshuva. Now, why am I saying that? It's like that story with the guy who's learning Hilchus Tzedakah. He's learning with his Chavrusa Hilchus Tzedakah. And they're sitting there, and the Rambam Hilchus Tzedakah, and they're going through it, and the Kesef Mishnah, and they're trying to understand. And a guy comes over and says, excuse me, do you have a little tzedakah? Get out of here. Excuse, we're in the middle of learning. You're learning Hilchas Tzedakah. Right? It's like a, right. And then the Yetzirah, the from Yetzirah says, I'm learning Torah. Isaac b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. Right? No, that's stupidity. Right? I'm not saying what you said, but I know you, Reuven Yonah. You were trying to bring out the point. The point is that a person's learning and not to be sensitive to another person. And it's very, very difficult. The reason it's difficult is because Torah is Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemar. Is Diburim. Torah is strong. To be a yid, to be a from Erlich yid, to be a person who's a... People wonder, so what's the big deal? Why do I have such a difficulty with Yiddishkeit? Why is Shabbos so hard? Why is to be an Erlich yid so hard? You know why? Because it's the most beautiful, beautiful, valuable thing in the world. And you're beating yourself up that it's so difficult for you to connect to Hashem. You're beating yourself up that it's so difficult to connect to Torah. Do you know how beautiful Torah is? Do you know how precious one word of Torah is? And then you wonder why the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to connect to Yiddishkeit? Of course the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you. Why is it so difficult to just love another Yid, to love other Jews, to be someone who's a shlemistic a person. You know how difficult? Of course it's much easier for a person, easier for a person to go ahead and just, you know, try and live the white picket fence, big driveway, two cars. I don't know how it works anymore in America. I haven't been there in a while. Like in that zone, I don't know if it's three cars now. I don't know what the Tesla's. Tesla's down now. I don't know how that stuff works. But what's the point? Everyone wants to just get on the boat and relax and enjoy and this, and let me be part of this group, and let me just, you know, survive and go through. That's not why we're here in this world. That's not why we're here in this world. We're neshamas. We're yidden. And Rabbi Akiva teaches us the most challenging and the most beautiful lesson at the same time. And that is to be sensitive to another Jew. I think the Chazon Ish, I have to find it. I think the Chazon Ish said this. I'm definitely not going to say it exactly right. But something like this, like someone said, how do you become, you know, Adam Gadol? Or how do you become, you know, how much do you have to learn? I could find it. I think I got to find where he said it. And he says, if you could testify that you don't hurt people. Yeah, sound familiar? Oh, good. That what? Go through life without hurting anyone. He didn't say to learn all, you know, Dal Chalke Shulchan. Of course you have to do that also. Well, that's Pashit. That's, I don't mean that's Pashit in that way. Meaning, of course you have to learn Torah to Rabbi Akiva, but to not hurt another Yid, to not hurt Brias, to not hurt a cat, to not hurt a guy, to not hurt, and then wait till you're married, not to hurt your wife, not to hurt your children, not to hurt yourself, not to hurt yourself, to be nice to yourself. We've been learning the tzaddikim talk about how when you have charata and you have regret of things that you've done and you feel bad, do you know how beautiful that is in the eyes of Hashem? How beautiful that is that you feel bad for the things that you've done wrong, that you're not where you want to be, that you might struggle with your mother, with your father, with your brothers, with your family, you might struggle with taiva. You know how beautiful, let's talk that out for a second. Do you know how beautiful that is that you struggle with a taiva? Tell that to a 19-year-old kid who's in, tell me a good university that's like a party university. University of Miami, Michigan, Albany. Tell that to UCLA. Tell that to a 19-year-old UCLA guy that you struggle with, I want to be more sensitive with my taivas. He says, huh? What does that mean? Let's party. Where's the beer or whatever that's called? You know, the beer, the funnel. Right? They still do that. Oh, yeah. So what's the pshat, right? Whoa. Tell them, talk to somebody about not being on your phone so much. Lashon hara. Tell someone, there's a maisa. I think I said this to someone. There's a maisa with a kid. I heard this from the guy himself. He learned in yeshiva. This goes back at least 20 years ago. The kid learned in maybe Linden or one of these yeshivish places. I don't know where it was. In a regular neighborhood. And this is kacha. Listen to this maisa that happened. This kid said that this woman came to the yeshiva and said, it's because of a few chevra over here that I became a Jew. This woman says, what happened? Tell me the story. It says, the yeshiva, I don't know what yeshiva it is, but a yeshiva in one of these cities, a real stark yeshiva, a serious yeshiva, and that's not where it happened, but yes. So what happened? Listen to the story, crazy story. The kid told me this himself. He was a teenager in a high school, a mesifta, high school. He said that there was this woman who always walked near the yeshiva, and it was on a regular main street place, and she was a tall, beautiful woman. And every place that she walks, everyone's looking at her. And he says every time she would pass the same time going to work, there was a few chevra, and every time they walked by, she noticed that they bedafka, not in a mean obnoxious way. And like I always say, you know, you go to Yesh, blah blah blah. Don't work on your Shmiras Inayim going to Yesh, right? Go say thank you. It's okay. Don't, you're going to the falafel. You're getting a falafel, right? Either have someone else get you the falafel or don't have a falafel. But don't work on your Shmiras Inayim when you eat at someone's house and you're having, right, the kugel. You're having the kugel from the Rebbetzin or the Mrs. And you're working on your Shmiras Inayim. It's okay. You could say hi. Good Shabbos. Thank you so much. Don't then, if you want to work on your Shmiras Inayim, don't eat out so much. Okay, side point. So this guy is walking. He's walking. The person's walking. Why? What is that? What's the pshat? The pshat is you walk on a bus, and you smell good. A Jew smells good to other people. Which I don't mean physically. Also physically, you smell good. You smell good. You smile at somebody. You have good energy, and that includes to your mother and your father and your siblings and your whole family. That's what a bentur. That's what happens when a person learns Torah and is machabed other people. You start smelling good, and people say, "You know what? You're contagious. I want to be like that. I want to be like that. I want to be like that. I don't want to embarrass Rabbi Hollander because he'll run away because he's a big tzaddik and very humble. I'm saying, you personally, you say, that's what a Talmud Chacham is. That's what a tzaddik is. Rabbi Ben Isbi, Rabbi Hollander. You see people, the sweetest, you could punch them in the face and they'll say, okay, thank you so much. It's okay. That's what Torah, I guarantee anybody, don't try it. I guarantee you smack Rabbi Hollander in the face, he'll say, okay, it's okay. Are you okay? Everything okay? Right, Ben Isbi would do the same thing. Why? What's the pshat? Certain when you learn Torah and you have midas, that's Rabbi Akiva. That's a hafter kohencha. So this woman, right, you thought I forgot the story. This woman goes ahead and she comes and she says, I want to become a convert. She says, why do I want to become a convert? Because I live in this crazy world and everyone's running after something and everybody's running. And I see these teenage boys. So she looked into Judaism. She looked into Judaism, and she said, "It's beautiful." She said she wants to become a. She ended up being a guy. Why? Now, did this guy have in mind? Now, what happens? It could be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter what she became. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point of the story is that, and I guarantee you this. It's like I've had this many times. Or you have a Shemoneh Esrei, or you have a davening, you come in and you're tired, and you come in a little bit, you know, not in the mood, or whatever it is, and you're beating yourself up the entire davening. You're beating yourself up that I should concentrate, and I should have been there earlier, and I should blah, 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 and you're shooting, and I should this, and I should that. Meanwhile, the other guy is looking at you and getting inspired from you. He's getting inspired. We need to learn. I need to learn. I'm not talking to anybody else. I need to learn to love myself more and to be machabed myself more. Not in a gaiva way. To be machabed, ezeo mechubed ha-machabed ha-sabriyas. Because when you honor your struggles and you honor how far you've come and you honor the fact that I care, a guy like Shui Liefer, anybody know Shui over here? Why do I love Shui? Shui. I want to tell you why I love Shui. I want to tell you why I love one of the many reasons I love Shui. Because I always say it, Shkoyach, it's so general. I love Shui. Love Shui. What is Shui? Shui, I'll say the word shouldn't. Shui shouldn't be here. Shui could be a model. Shui could go ahead. Shui could be a model. He could be out in the beach. He could be in UCLA. He could be doing the funnel thing. Shui could be having a party. Shui could go ahead. Yeah, Shui, yeah, everyone listening? Shui Liefer. Shui Liefer could be an actor, a model in Hollywood. And how old are you, Shui?
21.
21 years old. Go get a life, Shui. Know what the pshat is? Shui is teaching me. Shui Yehoshua, Yehoshua Shalem, is teaching me. He's teaching me, and he teaches me. That's why I love him. Because it's inspiring when you see someone with beautiful midas that everyone loves. So get out of here. Why are you in some moshav in the West Bank in a yeshiva doing what you're doing? Go out there. Do you know what the answer is? Because when you have a big neshama that wants to connect to the MS of why we're here on this world, me and Svi were just talking before, right, about Camp Simcha. It doesn't take long for a person to go and to see to see how this world is not what we think it is. This world is not what we think it is. This world, and we are blessed to be in a yeshiva. We're blessed to be part of a nation of Klal Yisrael that has parshias on not speaking bad about another person, and learning halachas, how to be sensitive, that we're mourning, that we're not cutting our beards, we're not listening to music. We're not listening to music. I'm speaking to a few people because I'm happy that about the guitar, and I know it's important emotionally for people to, if they need to listen to music. I'm not getting into your personal thing. If you need to listen to music, but you know what? It's good to even ask the question, to say that we're not sitting here with a guitar playing. I like that a little bit. I like that because it's good to realize why not? Why am I not shaving? Why? Because thousands of years ago, people didn't honor each other. I mean, are we crazy? Are we that crazy? And know what the answer is? Yeah, you know what? Because Judaism screams, Yiddishkeit screams, to love and to respect, and to love that I feel. And I'm complimenting myself, not because Baruch Hashem, I grew up in a home where that was very sensitive. That it bothered me that I want to do tshuva to this some. Where are they from? Rabbi Franda, where are they from? I don't even know where they're from. Haiti or from Africa. Some guy who's taking my coffee and I'm learning Torah Sabayis. I'm learning Chavetz Chaim, right? Don't take my coffee. I want my coffee. I'm learning Chavetz Chaim. Like, you missed the whole boat, Fisher. And I felt bad about that. I felt bad. I'm like, you missed the whole boat. I said I did something wrong. That if I could hurt another person because of my Torah, like I said, that guy's learning Hilchos Tzedakah, and I could hurt another Yid while I'm learning my Torah to hurt. Now again, we're human. We're human, and we're gonna hurt people because that's what happens, because we're human. But no, shalom nagu kavod zelazef. 49 days, another day of Netzach. Today is Netzach Shebet Teferes. Another day to say, how is this guy different than me? How am I different than you? How am I different? This guy's a little taller, this guy's a little smaller, this guy's a little heavier, a little skinnier, a little this. The beauty to be honored, to honor. They say, I think Reb Shach, I heard it by Reb Moshe also. I don't know why I heard about both of them, or maybe I mixed myself up. They say Reb Shach, I can imagine it, you know, would stand up for every Yid or this, to every Jew. He didn't know, Reb Shach didn't know he was the Gadol Adar. He didn't know he was the Manig Adar. But he would get up for every person to stand up to honor another Yid because that Yid is a beautiful. You know what that is? You know what that is? To open the door, not for your Rebbe, for sure for your Rebbe, not for that, for the guy who's younger than you, for your roommate to clean. If you're the guy in the, I don't know how it works in the caravans, who cleans out the toilets. I'm a big, we could talk about that a lot. If you're the guy who cleans out someone else's toilet, so yeah, of course you get angry. You know how beautiful that is? You know how incredible that is? That you're going to go ahead, Svi, we were talking about the, you know, anyone who's worked for special needs, to take, Svi told me, Svi Singer, what did he tell me before? We'll clap, yeah, for sure. Wait till I tell you what he said. Yeah, I'm going to clap. Svi said, he said these words, he said like, it's not about, how long you said, 6 weeks, 4 weeks, it's not about me. It's not about me. Who talks like that? It's not about me. It's about somebody else, and it's hard. Shaloi nagu kavod zelzeh. And that is, ready for this? That's Torah. That is Torah. That is Torah. Not that's like also Torah. That is Torah. That is what Torah is. Torah is derachea darchei noyam v'chol nesiveseha shalom. Torah makes a person, that's why I say you see so many times, you see somebody who, you see as many times, that you see the children of somebody who is not such a Talmud Chacham, who doesn't learn so much Torah, but they're beautiful, sweet people. And suddenly you see their children are these big Talmud Chachamim, and they learn Torah, a simple Jew who doesn't know so much about Judaism, but he loves the rabbi. He loves other people. He's a good person. Suddenly Torah comes out. You know why? Because it's one and the same. It's mamish one and the same. Shaloi nagu kavod zeh lazeh is not just like we're mourning now. We're not listening to music now. We're not dancing now. After mincha, we dance every day. We're not dancing together. What's the big deal? What did I do? What did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. The answer is, it's teaching me. It's teaching all of us that I want to honor Yosef more. I want to honor Avram more. I want to honor, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how young the person is, it doesn't matter anything. And it really begins within oneself to realize that Hashem mamish loves me, Hashem wants me, Hashem forgives me. Hashem mamish loves each and every one of us, and he cares for us, and he wants us to succeed. He really wants us to succeed. He wants us to have a kesher. He wants us to recognize, like I was saying about Shui, how special it is that I chose to be in yeshiva, that it bothers me that my Shmiras Einayim bothers me. My not waking up when I want to wake up bothers me. The fact that I don't do as well as I want to do in learning bothers me. The fact that I get angry at somebody else bothers me. The fact that I don't like this person bothers me. That's so beautiful. That it bothers me that I don't have the best relationship with my siblings and I wish I could. That bothers me. It bothers me that Klal Yisrael, right, that there are people who let's say, you know, we spoke last night a little bit, that not everybody, you know how lucky we are that we love the Torah, that we're in yeshiva? You know how lucky we are, Ashreinu, that I'm in yeshiva, that I'm here in yeshiva. You know how blessed we are? We're so blessed. Oh. Yeah. So what do we do? That's the question. How do you do it? That's the question. The question is, how do you do it? I think one of the ways to do it, one of the ways to honor somebody else is to honor them. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You do things that honor your roommate. Clean out the toilet. Getting a thank you is a bonus. Just remember that. Getting a thank you from anyone is a bonus. It's not a prerequisite to do the chesed. To be recognized for the things that you're doing are a bonus. To wait for all of the people to go ahead, Baruch Hashem, in this yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, we like to give and clap and give an applause and say, great job. The person who gets the applause usually is not the person who's waiting for the applause. And there's nothing wrong with waiting for an applause and getting applause. It's great to like to get an applause and to be pointed out how beautiful and how amazing you are. But don't wait for it. Don't wait for it. Don't wait for your mother to call you. Call your mother. Don't wait for your brother to call you. Call your brother. Don't wait for your roommate to clean the toilet. You know, wait for your roommate to clean it. You clean the toilet. Don't wait for somebody to get you the chair to let you go in front of them. It's one of the reasons I love driving in Eretz Yisrael. I mamash love driving in Eretz Yisrael. I love driving. Everything in Eretz Yisrael. I love doing everything in Eretz Yisrael. I love driving because I get so, because the roads here are a little bit thinner, and there's, you know, it's just thinner a little bit. So I see how much I have to work on my, how big of a baby I am. And how, so let the guy go in front of me. So he went, So the guy cut me off. Okay, so let him cut me off. Now it's hard because we're human. And we want to control things, and we want to control other people, and we want everyone to be. You know why? Why do we like to control other people? You know why we want my mother to be different, and my father to be different, my siblings, everybody. Why do we want everyone around one of the shatim? Why do we want everyone around us to be a certain way? So that way, I don't have to change. I don't have to do anything. If everybody around me is good, then I could just chill. So the Yetzirah makes it, and the nature is I don't want to have to work on myself. I want everyone to serve me. I want everyone to take care of me. I don't want to have to initiate. But when we learn to do for others, when we learn to go ahead and do acts of service for someone. Let me ask you a question. Svi, I know Matis did in camp. Chaver, I know. Who else? Zach. You, Yosef and Zach, right? Anyone who's ever worked for special needs or worked for someone else, one of the most beautiful things about caring for someone else in those situations is that there's a certain good feeling of not being self-centered. There's a good feeling about not being self-centered, because what happens is the Yetzirah wants. It's very ironic because the Yetzirah wants us to totally focus on ourselves. He wants us to be totally self-absorbed, and when you're self-absorbed and everything's about you, that's when you can get depressed. Because right? What's the story? Someone came to one of the tzaddikim, right? And wrote him a letter, right? And the tzaddik went ahead and sent him back the letter and circled every time it said I. And he says, you think this is your problem, this is your problem, this is your problem. That's your problem. It's all about, I need this, and I need that, and I need that, and I need that, and I need this, and I need that. Which is also important to get what you need. No one's arguing. It doesn't have to be black or white. Oh, so that means no one fills my needs? No, that's not true. No, it's important to make sure that your needs are being filled. But when you spend, I can guarantee everybody here like this, if you spend your day, any person, you spend your day doing for others, you will be much happier. Oh, what about doing for me? How about this? You have 16 hours out of your day that you can do stuff, basically. Let's say 16 hours, we'll call it 14 hours, including davening, including lahavdil, other natural things that a person has to do. So you have 14 hours out of your day. So spend an hour out of your day making sure that someone's taking care of you too. That's fine. Whenever you go to these camps, you go to a program to do for someone else. Good, you make sure you have your downtime and you have someone. Why? That's taking care of me. You make sure you go to the beach. No one's not telling you not to go. Go, Shui will take you to the beach also. Go to the beach. I'm not saying not go to the beach. But when you're, right? We've had this about the stress laxing. When you're at the beach all day, when a person's trying to relax all day, then he's all stressed out. But when my day is filled with somebody else, doing for somebody else, learning, doing, learning. I guarantee everybody here, you know what? I'm segueing into something totally different. It's not for now, but remind me, someone will remind me that we'll talk about this. I'm telling you, if everybody here makes yourself a schedule, and you make yourself a schedule of morning to afternoon to evening, and you literally schedule yourself. I do it myself now. I still do that at my age. Of schedule. Wake up to go to sleep. What am I doing during my day? Screen time. Forget about screen time. We got to make up a new word for it. Me time. I don't know what it's, what you call it. You could imagine if you had an app that could, after the day, someone's got a, it's a good business to do. Imagine having an app where by the time you go to sleep, you press a button and it'll tell you what you did the entire day. How amazing would that be? And then you realize, people say, well, why am I so depressed? That's a great question. Why are you so depressed? You know why you're so depressed? Why don't you just look?
20 hours in
your phone. What, look, yeah, not even, it's your phone. Look at what you do during your day. What is my life? My life stinks. You know what that means? My life stinks. I have two pshatim in that, but I'll say one thing. My life stinks. You know what that means? That means my day stinks. Because what does that mean? Your life stinks. We wait. Again, I'm totally segueing into something totally different, but I'm going to go there because I went there. The pshat is when you learn to, and it actually fits, because lo nagu kavod zelazen tazria mitzoyra, talking about other somebody else, is because you're focused on the wrong person. You're focused on the wrong person. When you yourself feel good about yourself, then you can give to other people. When you give to other people, when you're doing a mission, when you're doing something, when you're giving to your wife and children, even though you don't have a wife and a child, but when you're working now towards a future, you're working now towards your future, who you are, and you're dedicated for that, it's a game changer. When you have a focus, when you have a mission, when you have a mission of what it is that I'm doing in my life, where am I going? What am I doing these next? It's one of the beautiful things that we have 6 weeks, 7 weeks. What am I doing now? It's so great. What am I doing today? What am I doing next week? What am I doing? How can I give to my, how can I make my roommates? How can I bring something for my roommates? How can I think of my roommates better? How can I think of somebody else and give supper? We're going to supper. What could I do supper? Clean off your plate. I know it's a simple thing. Clean off your plate. Make sure your area is good. Ask somebody if you can bring them supper. Ask somebody if you could do something for them. Look at your schedule. Look at your day, how your day goes. A guy like Shimshon Klein. You guys know Shimshon Klein? Shimshon Klein. He's the quietest guy in the world, who's louder than, who's making so much noise for the world. Shimshon HaGibor. That's what it is. That's Gevurah. That's Gevurah. You know what Gevurah is? Gevurah is the silence of being a powerful person who's going to be an amazing husband, who's going to be an amazing father. You know why? Because it's not about making noise. It's about doing things and doing for other people and living for other people, living for your future, loving yourself more, loving other people more. They're busy making fires. That's what's crazy. They're busy burning fires, destroying. A yid, we don't destroy. A yid doesn't destroy. We don't destroy. We build, we love, we connect, we make the world better. We make a yid wants to make someone, make, you know what we have to do, by the way? We used to do this. I'm saying it publicly now, we gotta do this. We used to, we wanted to do this. We used to have like a group of chevro that would go like once a week. Remember when we did this from some karabah to the hospital? And to bring a guitar and to bring, my mama, she used to do that. I got to speak to your mind. We got to do something like that. Part of the yeshiva, once a week, once every other week, or a chevra of guys to do for other people. Do for other people. Yeshiva is an incredible place because yeshiva is a place where you have roommates. You have roommates. Yeshiva is a place where you have to sit, you have to share with other people. To share with other people, you have to think about other people. It's that's part of yeshiva. It's part of yeshiva. It's part of Torah. It's the same exact thing. Why don't people just go ahead and learn? Just go get a chavrus and just learn somewhere. Oh, I'm part of a crowd. I'm part of a shir. I'm part of a. It's not just about my place in the dining room, my place in my room. It's mamash not about that. It's not about that. It's hard to hear that, but it's not about that. Because Emir Tashem, when you're married, it's the same thing. Yes. Same thing. You share, you're going to share. Share a bathroom, you share a sink, you share a bedroom, you share space. Yeah, sensitivity to somebody else. What are you going to do when you're, when, not if, not if. What do you do when your wife wants the windows open and you want the windows closed? When she wants the air conditioning like that? So you're going to say, okay, my roommate, I'm not married to my roommate. I agree with you. Try it one night. Say, oh my gosh, he likes it on, well, everyone here likes it on 16, right? The Chayra, right? You just, no?
Right,
16. Most people like it. Most teenagers like it 16. Okay, good. That's a little bit hard. Try something else. Try something small. Try something small that you can do for your roommate that you don't like to do, or for someone, or your chavrusa, or your somebody, or in the dining room. Do something. Try something small. Try something small. Look at someone. Let's do an exercise tonight that I'll try and join. Look at someone when you see someone in the dining room during supper. See between you and you. Look at the person and send him love from your heart to him. He doesn't even have to know that you're doing that. See the guy who took more food. Ready? Tonight. When you see the guy who left his plate and his area very dirty, and he took more food and he didn't finish it, and you look at him and he bothers you, or something like that bothers you, send them love. Say I love you, and this might be a high madriga. Go over and clear off his plate. I'm not asking what to do that, right? But send love. Send love. Let's learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. Oh, Avram. We have Avram here. You do a little Hilchos Lashon Hara. Avram.
This might not be a nice thing to do. I just want to share something. It's not so me to do this. But I'm doing it. I'm a little bit uncomfortable doing it. But I would naturally do it if it wasn't my son. I know I'm getting complicated the way I'm talking already. So, Karabi, you'll help me out with that part. But the pshat is that I was very proud of Avram. I was zoicha the whole Bein HaZman. We learned together, me and Avram. Avram loves learning Torah. But I'll tell you what I was the most impressed. Me and my wife said it. I'm saying this. I think I'm not saying this for myself. I'm saying this because Avram deserves the credit where credit is due. I was so blown away by his midas and working on himself. I said, you go to yeshiva, it's beautiful to learn Torah. But when you see when someone learns Torah and they're midas and they become, Avram always had, Baruch Hashem, good midas. But you see better midas. And you see more sensitive. That's mamash what we're talking about.
And you deserve it. Because the Rabbi Tursky says, and then you'll do the Chavetz Chaim. Rabbi Tursky says, Alav HaShalom, Zichron Levracha. Rabbi Tursky said, he was an addiction specialist, a psychiatrist. And he said, why does somebody become an addict? He said, the beginning stage of somebody being an addict and drinking and smoking and doing whatever they're doing, is they see other people looking like they're having a good time, and they're drinking, right? UCLA, they're having a good time. So they want to follow them. So they say, well, what are they doing? Oh, they're drinking, so I'm going to drink. They're smoking, I'm going to smoke. So that he says that's what people do. The crowd, the Ramchal, the Sil Sharm. So he says, why are you looking at someone who's Machal Shabbos and you're pointing your finger and say, oh, I'm a Chal Shabbos. If your Shabbos was so geschmack, and the Olam together had such a great Shabbos, if your Torah smelled so good, it was beautiful, someone would say, ooh, I want to have what that guy's having. I want to drink what that guy's drinking. I want to have what that guy's having. That's an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing. So he said, the problem with that guy who doesn't keep Shabbos, or the kid who struggles with that, is not because of him. It's because of you. Because if what you did was more attractive, he would love. And he'd say, I'd like that also. We should be zeicha to that. Okay, Avram, go. Say halacha. You don't want to say halacha? Yeah, go.
Do a couple days ago.
What?
Do a couple days ago.
We did it already. Last week.
Should we read or stop one?
Read one.
Okay. Talking about another Jew in a manner which can cause him shame, even though it is not degrading, is Lashon Hara. So, for example, yeah, should I just do random? Okay.
How many people Bli Ayin Hara are on that chat? How many? There are 338. Unbelievable. In Yerbu, it's even more and more. Anyone who's not on that chat, get on that chat. That's what I would say. Yeah, no? Just pick any other
one. I know, I'm trying to find anyone. Okay. Wow. Okay, we'll do it. It's forbidden to talk negatively about a Rav or his Psak. I think this was a few days ago. Okay, some people try to be cautious when talking about others, yet when it comes to family members, they think they can say whatever they want. This is a grave misconception. It's forbidden to talk Lashon Hara about any family members, parents, siblings, spouses, one's own children. Even when you are saying the Lashon Hara to one of your family members.
Nice.
Meaning even if
you're saying to a family member, that another family member, you have to be careful. Venting is a different conversation because they're always, it's important sometimes to vent.
But we're not just gonna say vent, because that is a dangerous thing to have as a excuse. Thank you, everyone. We should be zoicha to continue loving each other, honoring each other. Honoring ourselves, each other, all the Jewish people. Through that, we'll be zoicha to the Gula Shlema. Thank you.